This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump moved late into the night Tuesday in the U.S. Senate with a spirited debate over the rules governing whether the president should be ousted from the White House for allegedly violating his oath of office. As expected, the Republican majority Senate voted down four amendments, including subpoenas for White House and State Department documents, as additional evidence. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said they will not give up on trying to get all of the evidence heard.
But we will not back off on getting votes on all of these amendments, which we regard as extremely significant and important to the country.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz said the trial should continue, but he did not endorse releasing the documents or calling witnesses requested by Democrats.
I don't think we're going to see a dismissal, and I think a dismissal is not nearly as good an outcome for the president and for the country as will be a final judgment on the merits.
The Republicans and their leader, Senator Mitch McConnell, have made no secret of wanting the trial to be as quick as possible. It is planned that could lead to Trump's acquittal as soon as next week. A two-thirds vote in the Senate would be needed to convict Trump and oust him from the White House, but no Senate Republicans so far have said they're calling for his removal. Burkina Faso's parliament voted on Tuesday to provide local volunteers with light weapons after a terrorist attack on two villages left 32 people dead. No one has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack, but the government blames on a terrorist group. Militant attacks in what had been a relatively peaceful Burkina Faso have surged in recent months as Islamic insurgents spill across the borders from neighboring Mali and Niger. And for additional information, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Health officials have confirmed the first U.S. case of a new coronavirus in a traveler returning from a visit to central China. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The man, a Washington State resident from Snohomish County, was said to be in satisfactory condition, according to Dr. Jay Cook, the chief medical officer at Providence Regional Medical Center in Everett, Washington.
Out of an abundance of caution, we have the patient being monitored in a special isolation unit.
The official said the new patient had no symptoms when he arrived at Seattle last Wednesday. But knowing about the outbreak, he contacted doctors on Sunday when he'd been ill for about 3 days. The CDC says it's implementing travel restrictions and will begin funneling air passengers coming from China, where the outbreak began, to five U.S. airports so the passengers can be properly screened. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a request for a fast-track review from the defenders of the Obamacare law. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
The nation's highest court has denied a request by 20 states and the House of Representatives that it quickly decide on a lower court ruling that made part of the Affordable Care Act unlawful. The defenders argue that the issues were too important to let the case drag out for months or even years. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans struck down the requirement that Americans obtain health insurance, putting the entire act in question. The denial of a fast-track review makes it highly unlikely the case will be decided before the 2020 presidential election. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Virginia state lawmakers are moving ahead with gun control legislation a day after thousands opposing the changes rallied at the state capitol in Richmond. The AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The Democratic-led Virginia State Senate pushed forward Tuesday with the first stage of legislation that would permit authorities to take guns away from people deemed dangerous to themselves or others. The measure next goes to a final vote in the Senate before going on to the House. In the Democratic-led House Tuesday, lawmakers killed several pro-gun measures in a subcommittee meeting. The legislative action came just a day after tens of thousands of gun rights activists rallied at the Virginia State Capitol to protest plans by the Democratic leadership to pass gun control legislation. I'm Mike Gracia.
Agricultural officials say a new round of locust swarms has hit Ethiopia and is again threatening crops and food security there. USAID plans to work with the UN Food and Agriculture Organization to prevent and control the spread of locusts. The agency is training more than 300 pest experts and providing 5,000 sets of protective equipment for locust fighters. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.